Well, I just wanted to say, as you see, the theme of the camp was move. Our stories were on Moses, about how Moses had to have faith to move, courage to move, and obedience to move. So it was about Moses going to Pharaoh, you know, releasing the Israelites, and then, you know, them going to the Red Sea and walking through the desert and what happened in the desert. So we have a quick skit we're going to show you. Are y'all ready? Yell it out. What is this?
Moses.
Okay.
Hard heart. Like Pharaoh.
But you know, our preacher we had was named Jordan. Don't know a last name, that's all I know. You know, young, crazy guy, worked, you know, real good with these kids. You know, he was out doing all the things, you know, with the kids. You know, I understand he came second place in a Gaga ball tournament. You know, I believe he beat y'all in a Gaga ball tournament. So, you know, we just had a lot of good sermon, a lot of good fun, a lot of water play, as you saw, where we got each other. They got me, I got them. And despite what y'all have heard, this black eye, it did not come from Roger, it did not come from Brian, it did not come from any of these kids. This black eye was a stupid little accident. It was caused by me tripping on a tree root and hitting a door frame.
No.
Do what?
I just want y'all to say what you enjoyed about camp.
I enjoyed the worship service because that guy Jordan, he put it into words that I could understand, and he didn't make me bored to death, so.
I liked the worship and the fishing in that paddle boat. And I liked the preacher because he could work with kids and his stories are interesting.
Almost. I caught him.
Yeah, we at camp, normally, you know, there's a time of worship and we have a speaker. And after the speaker, we have church time. It's a time where our church group gets together. You guys can sit down if you'd like. Church time, we get together and we kind of talk about the day and kind of rehash the message and things that we learned. During that time, we did have one young man who prayed to receive Christ. Praise the Lord for that. He's not here at the moment. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk more about that next Sunday. It's pretty obvious that the Lord is working in the hearts of our young people. So if you would continue to pray, because there's still work to be done. Last year, Alan apparently spent all of his time at this Gaga ball pit. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Gaga ball or seen it. It's basically dodgeball below the waist, below the knees. Is it just below the waist? Yeah, and you use your hands. You have to slap the ball, but He played that all last summer. This time, he was a fisherman. And what was your bait, Alan?
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky. We were a little unprepared for fishing, so he brought a fishing pole, and he used beef jerky to fish with. There was a rumor that he caught a fish and he kissed it, but that he squashed that rumor. He said that wasn't true. It wasn't true at all. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Did you start that rumor, Bradley? No? All right. Allie, and we played this game called Urban Assault. Basically, it was a chance for people to hit each other with tennis balls. Allie was on one of the teams for Urban Assault, and she's pretty athletic, right? Or you kind of assume. No, I'm not making fun of you. But she throws like a girl. Under most conditions, Yeah, there was a time when the adults, I was a referee, and there was a time where the referees played against the preteens. And I'm not as coordinated as I used to be. Somebody threw a ball at me, and I thought it was cool. I ducked underneath it, and as I stood back up, I fell backwards on the ground. And it was suddenly, everybody became a marksman and threw as hard as they possibly could. That's when we saw Allie really show her arm. It was like a scene from The Matrix when they were throwing, everybody was throwing the balls at me while I was on the ground. Somehow managed to survive and almost fell again. We had a good time. Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to go to summer camp. We had a lot of fun. But this camp is a marker in our lives for what God has done. Will not be the same. Amen? Yeah. I did learn one other thing I want to say. Don't make Hannah mad. Yeah. All right. Would you guys give them a round of applause? Thank you, guys.
Just want to say thank you for y'all parents trusting us to take your kids, you know, and trusting us to get them there safely and back. And Brother Roger said, you know, we all had a great time. I think they all want to go back, and I'm ready to go back. I had a blast.
Amen. You guys can have a seat. Well, you can have a seat in the pew. See, we had to put up with that all week. One of the things that I have been excited about being at South Park is the opportunity to, that Brother David, that our pastor has given young preachers to share the Word of God. I have benefited from that personally, and I know our speaker tonight, Brett Mahan, has as well. Would you be in prayer for him as he comes and brings the Word of God?
All right, let me just start out by saying, dang, God works in awesome ways. I was totally coming up here preparing this, like, oh, guys, you know, I followed nothing, kids camp, that kind of theme, and then the theme is move. So God works in awesome ways, and I've, you know, was totally having a dialogue with God earlier, and, you know, like, again, for the third or fourth time, I'm like, come on, God, it's a kids camp, let me do something like that. And he's like, oh, nope, you're going with this. And so I'm going to just get started now and quit with my little side note. The world around us is getting really dark and really cold. I think anybody that turns on the news is going to see that. You know, you see racism, human trafficking, and shootings that feel like they're starting every day. And it just gets so much worse. And you don't even want your kids to watch the news because of the nightmares. And it's just terrible things we're seeing daily. But I'm not here to be political or go anything down that road. I just want to issue a challenge to everybody. It's time to stand up and join the battle. Get in the fight. Christians today are coming into church and they eat the meat of the word. Brother David serves out awesome messages full of the meat of the word. But instead of just sitting around after we leave the service and just soaking in the meat, we need to get up and exercise in our daily lives. Otherwise, we're going to become spiritually obese. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 is where I want to go first. It says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, and therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And that just goes exactly what I'm talking about. Your body, your spirit is a muscle just like anything else. And if you don't work it out, it's going to just become, like I was talking about, spiritually obese. So you need to work out your spirit and, you know, pray daily, be in the Word. And also, Christians are just sitting back and letting the world walk over us like a doormat. It's time to kind of get out in the fight. God has given us a full suit of armor. The Bible talks about over in Ephesians 6, if we want to go ahead and turn there, we can just look at it and kind of remind ourselves where it's at. We can go ahead and start in verse 14. It says, "Stand therefore, having girded yourself, girding your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." I mean, out of all of these, almost all of them are defensive. You know, you have the shield, the breastplate, your helmet. Those are all things to defend yourselves. And that's where, not just individually, but as a whole, Christians need to stand up and defend the things we know are gospel truth. I'm not even going to get into all the hot-button political stuff that everybody's debating over right now. Let's keep it simple. I mean, why is it that kids have to pay all ridiculous amounts of money to go to and enjoy the simple pleasures of, like, a morning prayer, like, school-wide? It's people are trying to pull prayer out of school and things like that that would just, you wonder why our nation is the way it is. Put prayer back in school. You know, we have to find loopholes to even be able to pray for safety of athletes at a sporting event. Like, come on, that's the fact that we have to do this just shows exactly how little the Christians are today are putting out. You know, we're just letting the world walk over us, and it's time to stand up and join the fight in that. And the only offensive weapon on the list of the armor that God gives us is the sword. And it's not even just offensive. The sword can be used like parries and different things to counter and use it as a defensive tactic. And you just, you know, but it's only one way we can effectively use the sword, and that's to be in it. It's not just good enough to hear the word on Sundays and Wednesdays and then go about your life, because you're not going to be able to use the word like you need to. I mean, if we just get those, we're about as effective as a foam sword. Come on, guys. You know, Hebrews 12:4 says that the Bible is sharper than any two-edged sword. But to be able to use that full effectiveness, we have to know it. We have to be able to read it, study it daily. Even if it's just a verse a day, you're better off if you just take it in one verse and meditate on it the whole day. It'll do way more than you realize. You know, my purpose here tonight isn't to step on any toes, call anybody out. I'm talking to myself included. You know, it's time to get up and do something. That is the challenge. Just like the theme of the camp was, move, guys. You know, stand up, exercise everything you hear in church, so we will not become these spiritually obese Christians. That is the best way for us to see any kind of change in the world. I mean, we all hear the talk about how dark and cold it is. You know, everybody's talking about the shootings and the things you see on the news, and it's terrifying. I don't want to hear about it. You know, it's just, we're all worried about it, but is anybody really able to do anything? It's time to get up and do something.
Wow, what a challenge. It's time to get up and do something. May we truly be people of the word. I love that analogy that Brett used, a real sword versus a foam sword. Our kids have a lot of those foam swords, and it stings a little bit, but it's not effective in a real battle. Be people of the word. Let's not be spiritually obese people. Amen. I want to do something a little bit different. I know we're early, but I'd like to issue a call to prayer. There's a lot happening in our nation. You know, you've seen the news today about the three officers who've lost their lives, and possibly more by now. Who knows? I haven't seen the news in the last few minutes. Can we come together and pray and lift up these families and lift up our nation and our president? And I would specifically like to ask you to pray for the teen camp coming up in a couple of weeks. We have probably 18 to 19 teenagers that we're going to be taking to summer camp. And some of them are lost as lost can be. They need Christ. There were some challenges last year with this group. There were some tremendous victories with this group that were taken to camp. Will you pray with us for them and about them? Pray for VBS. When we come back from camp, August 1st, we start Vacation Bible School. And that is a great evangelistic outreach for our church. It's an opportunity to disciple. It's an opportunity to have a real hands-on, life-changing experience for our church. So I don't know if Phil has a song prepared or anything, but if not, that's okay. Could we just come and pray? If you're led to pray, we can come to the altar. We can join hands together. Whatever we'd like to do, I would just like for us to pray.